This is a download from Newstalk 106 to 108. To download other programmes or for more information, go to newstalk.ie.
Now, Planet X sounds like the title of a low-budget sci-fi movie, but there are people who believe that our solar system may contain another planet or another sun, which is hidden from us but makes an appearance every few thousand years. Andy Lloyd is the author of The Dark Star, The Planet X Evidence. Afternoon, Andy.
Hello, Sean.
How are you today?
I'm absolutely fine. Nice to be on your show.
Nice to have you on. Now, the whole Planet X thing, I mean, this idea goes back thousands of years.
Well, yes, and certainly in the last hundreds of years, it's been a sort of pertinent question for scientists and astronomers for 100 years, thinking about whether there is a significantly sized planet still waiting to be discovered in our solar system. We tend to think of our solar system as being just 9, possibly 8 planets, and that there can't be anything beyond it, because surely with huge telescopes we'd have spotted it by now. But in actual fact, some pretty serious astronomers are given to think that there may well be something out there that has eluded us so far, and something pretty sizable.
And what are the scientific indications of that?
Well, there's a lot of anomalies in the outer solar system. There's a belt of asteroids known as the Kuiper Belt that's beyond Pluto, and this thing's been sort of a theoretical belt for some time, and they've been finding the objects in the belt, but what they've been discovering is they're not behaving as they should be, and those objects are indicating that they've been sort of moved around or affected by something very, very significantly large beyond them that's kind of perturbing their orbits. So there is indirect evidence to support the concept of another planet out there. What we don't have is a direct sighting of it or a direct indication that something can be found in such and such a constellation. But there's reason to believe that something is moving around out in the darkness.
Now, if out in the Kuiper Belt things are being moved around the place, that would obviously imply some sort of gravitational influences being brought to bear. It's a bit, which I suppose is a bit like how they figure out that planets are around distant stars, because they can see the gravitational effect going on there. How big would this thing be? What are the clues there?
Well, theories vary. Obviously, the smaller the object, the more likely there is to be something yet to be discovered. And a lot of astronomers will say, yeah, there could well be something about the size of Mars, maybe even something the size of Earth beyond the Kuiper Belt. I mean, we're talking sort of 2 or 3 times the distance of Pluto, say.
Hmm.
And the thing is, I'm in the school of thought that's actually jumping into a sort of more speculative realm, where we're starting to talk about something the size of Jupiter, which is the biggest planet in the solar system.
Mm.
And this is where the idea of the dark star comes from, a conceptual planet which is what's called a sub-brown dwarf, something smaller than smaller than a star, but bigger than your general size planet. There are basically, if you have an effect on the outer solar system body from something that's extremely distant, way, way, way beyond Pluto, then that would have to be a much bigger object. So the further out you go, the bigger the object has to be perturbing the objects in the outer solar system. And I believe there's something about Jupiter size out there. And a number of astronomers also consider that to be a real possibility.
So it would be very far out, so it's very cold.
Yes, but here's the thing, you see. If you were talking about life, which is a subject that interests me, life on other planets, then where Jupiter, say, warms its moons and creates a habitable environment in the oceans of its moons, I consider it possible that this object would have the gravitational and warming effect on its own moons to perhaps create a habitable environment on the moons. And that for me is very exciting, because it gives you the idea that there may be another planet out in the solar system that could support life.
It's possible. Is it probable, though?
Well, this is it. And now, who depends who you talk to. It's very difficult to spot this thing through a normal telescope. So what astronomers are trying to do to find these brown dwarf objects is to use infrared telescopes. And they've currently done, or in the process of finishing off, a survey of the sky using something called WISE, which is an infrared sky survey. And there are a number of candidates that they've sort of picked out, but we won't really know until next year whether they've actually discovered something distant orbiting the sun. I'm very excited about the possibility that there might be, and if they don't find anything, it doesn't mean there's something not there, but if they don't find something, it means the probability of there being something not there gets higher, if you see what I mean. You know, you can more easily rule out something if you've looked for it and haven't found it.
And why would it be that simply this thing hasn't been seen?
on a technical level, as your, you know, planets are dark and they reflect the sun's light back at us. So as you move those planets further and further away from the sun, the luminosity of the reflected light drops off to the fourth power. Now, that's very technical, but what it means is when you get past Saturn, it gets really, really hard to find planets. Now, Uranus, Neptune, they're beyond Saturn. They're very, very large planets, but we can't see them with the naked eye. We have to use telescopes. And that's because as you, the further you go out, the more difficult it is to spot. So this is why we have to use infrared technology. And that's difficult because you can't set up an infrared telescope in your back garden because of the heat all around you in the atmosphere, in the garden, and so on. It's going to mess up your observations. You have to put these telescopes into space, or you have to locate them in very cold environments like on the top of a mountain range or in the Antarctica. And those kind of experiments are very expensive. So this is why it's taken a long time for them to get round to hunting for these objects.
And I mean, there's a whole school of thought that there may be life on this planet and they visited Earth, and that the place could be called a Nibiru,
yes.
Which sounds like a Japanese car.
I think possibly it's the other way around. The concept of Nibiru has been going around for about 30 years or something like that. So maybe the Japanese are into it, you know.
Yes. Is there any evidence for any of that?
I think so. I think that there's sort of textual evidence back in ancient scripts, various ancient documents from India and from Sumer and from even from sort of South America that indicates that what were known as the gods may well have been some sort of real entities that visit our planet. And you know, I mean, I think it's a possibility. I'm not going to advocate it as a religion or a belief system that people should necessarily adhere to. But I think if you were to find a planet that fitted the bill, then the possibility that there may be some truth to that then goes up. And with, you know, in the probability that that scenario may be correct would be something people should take seriously. Right now, well, you can take it with a pinch of salt if you want, because, you know, there's a lot of proof needed for something as extraordinary as that.
But in the relatively near future, though, is there any hope of, if this thing exists, that it will be spotted?
I think so, yes. I think we're living in the times where if it's there and it's spottable, then we're going to see it in the next couple of years. And I really sort of, I've got to be prepared to hang my boots up on this one, because I've been banging on about it for about a dozen years. And I think if Wise doesn't spot it, I'm going to kind of accept that the probabilities are low. But I'm still hopeful that it might be found. And clearly, if it was to be found, it would not only rewrite sort of the science books, then it would also make some exciting possibilities in terms of life and space exploration.
Indeed. If they find a huge Japanese car floating in space, that would be even cooler. Andy, thanks very much for talking to us today. That's Andy Lloyd there. The name of his book is The Dark Star, The Planet X Evidence. We'll be back with the news.
Thanks for listening to this News Talk 106 to 108 podcast. To download other programs or for more information, go to newstalk.ie.